greetings from Beijing. greetings from Beijing.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or tablet or phone. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 520, The Three Eccentrics. We just finished the first week of our three-week, four-city Chinese tour. We are performing in the Tianxiao Performing Arts Center, and out front are larger-than-life statues of the eight eccentrics of Tianxiao, eight street performers who had a variety of different acts and specialties. Reed, Dan, and I dared to go outside before our two shows on Saturday, a day where the air quality was designated as hazardous, and tried to figure out which of these eccentrics we most resemble.
Yeah.
Beautiful, color, clear.
Feel the air.
Have a good.
I thought it was just over. I thought it was just overcast.
No, it's carcinogenic.
It feels just like South San Francisco, the fog. You know, that's all it is.
It's like LA in the 70s
and London in the 50s. hi, I'm Reed. Hi, I'm Reed.
Austin.
I'm still Dan.
You're still Dan.
The airborne toxins have made you crazy.
Yeah.
And speaking of crazy.
There's
statues here just outside our theater in Beijing of the eight eccentrics or crackpots or zanies.
I know. Oh, zanies. Yeah, that's another good word for them. Apparently, they are ancient comic types, but they're actual real people.
Yeah. We're performing at a theater in Beijing.
At the Tian. I'm going to say this badly for Mia Gosling, good tickle brain, who enjoys us mispronouncing Chinese word badly. It's the Tian Qiao Performing Arts Center.
Spell it for them.
T-I-A-N-Q-I-A-O. Obviously, Tian Qiao.
It's obviously pronounced phonetically.
Yes. Not Tian Chao is how I think
it's pronounced the Paramount Theater.
Yes.
And this is a district that historically there were street performers, I think going back hundreds of years.
Well, and we're right across the street from the Tian Chao Acrobatics Theater, and on one corner, and on the other corner is the...
I think it's a dance theater. It's gorgeous. Art Deco.
I think International... China International Ballet Company Theater. So it's still a very artsy-fartsy part of town.
And so there's these eight statues, bigger than life, each with plaques. Now, one of my favorite things when I go to a foreign land is to read the translations into English. they crack me up, and they shouldn't crack me up, because I have no Mandarin whatsoever. I have no right to be amused. But so here's the plaque that describes the eight eccentrics of Tianxiao. When talking about Tianxiao, we must mention the eight eccentrics of Tianxiao. And they were creators of bottom culture of the imbalanced society.
Heyo.
Sounds like us. Yet their aim was to maintain the lowest limit of simply having enough food and clothing. Some of them had made the extremely praiseworthy contributions to our national folk art and its development, which have made a profound impression on the broad masses of the world. The word eccentric means, just as the name implies, out of the ordinary.
Hmm. Out of ordinary.
Oh, out of ordinary.
Yes.
See, I'm correcting it just as I go.
Yeah. No, it's great. It's a celebration of low comedians, basically.
Or street performers.
Street performers. Yeah, because, I mean, some of them look funny, but some of them just like the guy, and this is the guy who I think we're all modeling ourselves after, the guy who turns himself into a living ass.
We do that every day on stage.
Yes.
Sometimes not even on stage. Or the guy who smashes, he puts a big cinder block on his chest and smashes it with a hammer.
Yeah.
And the living ass guy.
Comic monologue, I think they wanted to say his name was the comic monologue, which was, he strives for poverty or something like that. Okay with poverty.
Yeah, he's okay with poverty.
I think that relates to all three of us.
He's right here.
Yeah. No, not fearing poverty.
Not fearing poverty.
That's his name.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Zhu Xiaowen, of course, was the founder of the comic dialogue, although I only see one guy, which is one of the Chinese folk performing genres. His stage name was Not Fearing Poverty, and he gave top priority to comic monologue and also was a good singer. Before his performance, he wrote some Chinese characters by scattering white sands on the ground.
Wow, I can't even do it in ink, and he's doing it in sand.
I write my name in the snow. Is that a similar thing?
I think so. Yes, you're not you're clearly not fearing poverty.
No, I'm not fearing poverty.
Or arrest.
Yes.
I know. So there's that guy, and then there's a short-braid Wang.
Let's make up your own material.
I actually do think A-N-G is pronounced Ong. You know, so it's Shanghai.
Short braid Wong.
Yeah, short braid Wong.
And he was a flagpole tosser. Make up your own joke.
then there's this guy, Pockmark Cow. It can't possibly be pronounced cow, but it's C-A-O.
Maybe it is. Macau is cow.
Yeah, oh, maybe it is. Right. Pockmark Cow. The Cow de Cui, who performed Shell something, rhythmic storytelling accompanied by bamboo or copper clappers.
Hey-o!
Pockmark said he performed Shulai Bao out of ordinary. Well, how eccentric was that? But these statues are really great. They're larger than life size. They seem very, very... these guys seem... I can imagine them drawing a crowd.
Well, this is how you do it, and I might do this in the show tonight. He fastened a narrow ribbon on his head with a bronze ball at the rear. When he moved his head, with the turning of the ball thus made the audience burst into laughter.
Hmm. Oh, cool.
Who doesn't want to do that?
Yeah. No. Well, I would say anything that we could do that makes the audience burst into laughter would be a win.
That's right.
Now, Dan, this is an interesting one.
Ah.
Big Golden Tooth.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. What was his act, Dan?
Well, it's a pseudonym, but his real name was, I'm not going to pronounce it correctly. He put on
Zhao Jinxi, obviously.
Oh, well, you got it. Yeah, you're better at all this stuff. It's because you've been here before.
Yeah.
Yeah. He put on peep shows. accompanied by singing commentary, because with no E, he had a golden tooth in his mouth. People called him Big Golden Tooth.
Well, he's standing here next to look. It looks like a puppet theater, a wide puppet theater, but instead of a solid wall behind which the puppeteer would sit, there are these five windows, I guess, through which you
would
look
see
in.
The peep show.
You would see the peep show. It reminds me
of the Madonna video. Now I'm trying to remember the name of it, where the kid's looking through the peephole to see Madonna dancing.
Like a virgin?
Yeah. No, it wasn't that one.
Okay.
No.
That's the only one I know.
Yeah, well, someone listening is going, I know.
Well, but it's not clear at all what they did in the peep, what they were doing in the holes. But I don't know.
I think you can imagine.
Just looking at Big Golden Tooth, he seems like my comic type, doesn't he? It's just sort of, what did you say? How'd you go? Hey.
It's a hey.
Yeah. little work.
And it looks, I don't know, there's a little sort of stool or toilet or something's seat on top of the contraption. Yeah. I don't know what that's about. That's kind of odd looking.
That opens the opens or closes the windows, maybe.
Oh, that must be it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Jennifer King, Artistic Director of Shakespeare Napa Valley, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? In the next 3 weeks, you can see Michael Faulkner, Mick Orff, and Dustin Sullivan perform the ultimate Christmas show abridged in North Carolina, Massachusetts, Colorado, and Maryland, while Dan Sasky, Reed Martin, and I perform the complete works of William Shakespeare abridged revised in Shanghai, Nanjing, and Xiamen. Then in the first half of 2017, we'll perform William Shakespeare's long-lost first play abridged in the U.S. and the U.K. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office venue and ticket information.
Yeah, so these guys are, the big statues are here in front of the Performing Arts Center.
So it's like old-time Chinese vaudeville.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. And in the spirit of this place. And they've got miniatures of these statues in the lobby of our hotel.
The
lovely Rainbow Hotel. But they're back there, they are called the Eight Crackpots, which also seems to make sense for who we are and what they were.
Absolutely.
There's Shen San, who looks a little bit like Sergeant Rock, just his haircut.
He does. He's got that flat top with corners. He smashed two bricks on his temples, and then he put a millstone placed on his chest and then smashed it with an iron hammer, leaving the performer unhurt. Wow.
So his trick is not to die.
Yes, the trick is not to die.
That's a good trick.
The trick is to pretend like it unhurt like hell. Now, this guy, I don't know. This is certainly not me. Maybe this is Dan. He tosses porcelain bowls onto his head. He's got like a pyramid of 16, 10 bowls on his head. And then to finish his act, he played with a black bear. That's what we're missing in our show.
We
Exeunt Pursued by Bear and Long Lost, but we've never really.
But we do mention a bear. We do have Oi, a bear.
Oi, yeah, a bear. But I think we need a real bear.
A bear, and we need to bait him.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. We'll leave that to you.
Obviously, baited with bowls.
Yes, bowl baiter.
Exeunt Pursued by Bowls. Well, then there's the Fool Chong, which is all of us. Is he the one with the big... His original name was unknown, but a man of great wisdom, but seemed slow-witted.
Ah, this is me.
Yeah. I think he was one of the first to use his fingers to smash a stone.
Oh, right. Okay.
He could crush rocks with his bare hands. Yes. He's like the Hulk.
Yeah.
But that's the slow-witted one having the most wisdom, that is definitely a type that we have used in several of our shows. That's your character, Dan. Yeah. Like, you had that moment in the second act of The Complete Works where you do the What a Piece of Work speech. It's like, and everybody goes, oh, my God, that guy said it right. It must be so easy if that guy said it right.
Yeah.
And beautifully.
Yeah. The face on this guy, though, is who smashes bricks with his hands. He looks constipated. I don't know how else to describe it exactly.
He looks like he's been smashing bricks with his hands.
Yes. Now, the most Shakespearean one, perhaps, is this guy who dressed himself up as a living ass.
He's literally a donkey. He's got his feet are tied to
kind of stilts, tiny little stilts.
So he can walk on the stilts, and then he's got he's holding onto these stilts in the front,
and they kind of look like hooves
they
at
look
the
like
bottom
hooves,
of the stilts.
Right, they look like hooves at the bottom, and then he's got a covering over himself to make him look like a donkey
with an ass head on it,
and it's great. And then his wife, it does say here, I think. Doesn't say
his wife rode on the back of the ass.
Right, his wife
at the same time.
Yeah.
That performed a lot of extremely difficult
and breathtaking
feats.
Cool. Well, I mean, just the fact that he dressed up.
Hooves.
Just the fact that he dressed up so convincingly is pretty kind of breathtaking. But that's he could have played bottom.
Absolutely.
In Midsummer Night's Dream.
And so we're the crackpots this week in Beijing.
Yeah, we're the three crackpots, adding ourselves to the talent here.
Yeah, we opened The Complete Works of William Shakespeare Abridged last night. I thought it was a very good response.
A surprisingly good response, considering once again, like we what happened at the Ujian Festival. We're looking at an audience that's mostly looking off to the right and left at the subtitles being translated. And I did see at one point when you were doing explaining the maybe not business, some people were already starting to move their arms before you even got.
Yes, I mean, that's the great part about these super titles, right? Is every once in a while they laugh before we get to the punchline, or we get to the punchline and we wait a while for them to catch up.
And then sometimes I don't laugh at either the actual punchline or the written punchline.
Absolutely.
That's right. So this is the start of a four-city Chinese tour. We have two more performances today here in Beijing, and then on Monday we go to Shanghai, however you say it.
One of the two. We're going to one of the two.
We're going to one of those two places next week, and then in the following week we go, then it's like real touring. We get on a train and we fly to Xiamen, I think. Whatever we were saying, Xiamen or something like that.
Xiamen.
It sounds like ramen. It rhymes with ramen. Or you don't squeeze the shaman, I think that's what it is. We fly there, and then we do a show. We load into a show, and then the next day we take a train to Nanjing and load in and do the show. And then we're home. But it's a...
So 10 shows in 3 weeks. So the number of performances is not too taxing, but we're moving around a lot.
Yeah, well, when we get to Shanghai, we get 2-3 full days off.
I think so. And that's right. And that might be that we're going to do something really super local and specific to Chinese culture. We're going to Shanghai Disney.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know, we were in Beijing this summer, and we went to see all the ancient sites, the Forbidden City and the Summer Palace, and I've seen the Temple of Heaven, and we're going to Shanghai. And I looked it up. You know, the center of old culture is Beijing. Shanghai's very modern.
Right.
And I was sort of resisting going to Disney, and then I just thought, well, we're here for 3 weeks. I can go to Disney for one day. It just opened in June, and my son Kian is a big Disney fan. He goes, oh, it's supposed to be great.
You're going to have to bring home a lot of stuff for him. Yeah, yeah.
I think so. He says the Pirates of the Caribbean there is unbelievable. So just for one day, I'm going to do what I swore I would never do, is go to a foreign country to experience American culture. But one out of 21 days, I can do that. I mean, you have to admit, I do go see the sights.
You don't have to be so defensive about it. I think it's totally fine. We'll have to do another one of these, a review of Shanghai Disney.
Yeah.
There you go. Yes.
Because Dan, you're a big Disney guy.
I'm a huge Disney fan, and I was just in Disneyland It was a week ago. It was just 10 days ago before we came out here. It was a birthday present from my beautiful girlfriend, Janet. And we had an awesome
Kiss
time.
Ass.
Yeah.
She's never going to listen
gladly,
to this, but well done.
Gladly. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I was looking it up today.
Okay.
And checking out all the different rides they have. They have a Tron ride there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they don't have Space Mountain, but they have Tron.
Now, have any of you thought about what if we had to come up with our own, and I haven't, so I'm going to ask. Have any of you thought about what your eccentric name would be? What your eccentric identity?
I don't know. In this group, the first thing that comes to mind might be takes notes well.
That's why you had that constipated look on your face.
Exactly.
Although then I guess I'm the ancient note giver.
Ancient note giver. Which implies wisdom and serenity.
Only implies it.
Yeah, it only implies it.
Doesn't guarantee it.
I guess I'd be the polysyllabic guy who walks in at the last minute and doesn't warm up and then just doesn't gives about 30% at the best of times.
That's a very short name.
Yeah, I know.
But it's synced, unreduced.
But it translates much longer in Chinese.
Oh, of course it does, yeah.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. At our final performance last night in Beijing, we discovered a ninth eccentric. A woman in the front row got up and left just as I was starting my to be or not to be speech. I made a big deal about it, of course, and it helped the entire breakdown. But then, a few minutes later, just as we were about to make Ophelia scream, the woman came back, and she was escorting an old hunchbacked woman down the stairs, slowly, so slowly, until they finally sat back down right in the front row. We all lay down on the stage and said, "Thank you so much for coming back." Well, it turns out this old, hunched over woman was really a woman in her 20s who was just so mortified she was late, she kept trying to apologize to us, and she came down the stairs hunched over so that maybe we wouldn't see her. We were amazed that she thought if she bent way over, she'd become invisible. So that woman becomes our ninth eccentric, disguising herself as Invisible Woman. Send us your favorite comic archetype via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also engage with us and other fans on Facebook or Twitter. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. You can also follow me on Twitter @AustinTichner. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, grown man not fearing to act like child Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Amanda Blanchard. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Jennifer King, Artistic Director of Shakespeare Napa Valley. Jennifer will be directing William Shakespeare's long-lost first play Abridged for the Prague Shakespeare Company next month. I wish I could go to that opening night. And finally, thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 520 1560ths of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.